You're listening to Crown Point Lady Bulldogs High School Softball on USA-365.com.
Welcome back to Harrison High School. The fun continues as we go to the top half of the 13th in the Class 4A IHSAA semifinal of the semi-state. And that's going to bring up Mackenzie Griman. By the way, I need a new scorecard here. So Griman, the third place hitter. Didn't anticipate this, I'll be honest. He knew this was going to be a battle, but didn't expect this was going to go to 13. So I'm it. The crowd's starting to make some noise. Plenty of noise, probably the loudest it has been. Here's the pitch. Misses up, steers to Griman. The count goes to 1-0. So happy you could join us. I'm Frank Sprinkle here on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com. Mark Smith is here as well, doing a fine job. And the pitch, foul back to the screen. The count even 1-1. We've had listeners coming in from literally Indiana, Illinois, Kentucky, Michigan, Florida, Ohio, places across the country, places across the world. We hope that you have been kept to the edge of your seat. Lord knows I have been. The 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed, and an off-speed breaking ball. 1-2. The Crown Point Bulldogs, 27-2. The Penn Kingsmen, 27-1. The pitch to Griman misses away, and the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Griman, Watson, and Brown, the three do up. Alexis into her wine. Here's the pitch. Misses for ball three down low, and the count goes full 3-2. Got to be curious as to how much fatigue is starting to settle in here for both pitchers. Come on, Alexis. Here's the 3-2. Misses for ball four. The go-ahead run on base for the Penn Kingsmen. A walk given up by Alexis Holloway to one of the best hitters in the state, and that will bring up her counterpart in terms of one of the best pitchers from the state in Danielle Watson. Watson had perhaps the biggest hit to this point that has made the difference, the triple to right. She led off the seventh inning with her team down 1-0, and we have a courtesy runner. We'll try to get you that courtesy runner. Looks like coming in for the Penn Kingsmen, Victoria Bozinski. So we have Bozinski number 5, as in fact the home plate umpire motion here to the press box, the number 5 coming in, and that is Bozinski in for the Penn Kingsmen as the courtesy runner for Griman. So here is Danielle Watson. The two pitchers making news and noise here today, as well as nasty, nasty stuff on the mound. So the three ends. Here's the pitch. Square and above. Lays it down. Good bunt. Alexis goes over to first, and the sack bunt works to success. It will go 1-3 on the putout. Alexis Holloway to Gracie Frazier. And that moves Bozinski in the second base with one out. Brenna Brown due up. Brown, the fifth place hitter, looking to bring the go-ahead run in from first base. Both teams have had opportunities here in the extra innings. The pitch misses upstairs for a ball, 1-0 to count. I'll say this, whoever loses, and we don't know who that's going to be, the coaching staff, the players, the parents, the school will have a lot. Yeah, true, the season will be over, but over with great pride, because this has been a hard-fought game for both teams. 2-0 to count. Now, typically, you don't feel sorry for the loser, but I have a feeling some are going to feel sorry for the loser of this one. So much effort put into it. Here's the 2-0. This is outside, and the count goes to 3-0 with one out. Brenna Brown in the box. Lexi Clay on deck. The 3-0 takes all the... Nope, that's a called strike. You had halfway down the line Brown. She didn't hear the ump's order. of it being a strike. So the count, three balls and a strike with one out and a one-all deadlock between the Crown Point Bulldogs and the Penn Kingsmen. The 3-1 offering. Now you can take your base if you're Brenna Brown, pitch down low for ball four. So runners on at first and second in a 1-1 deadlock. If you're just joining us, Crown Point scored their first run, their only run to that effect, in the first inning. Caitlin Phillips, an RBI infield single. That would score Mackenzie Dunlop way back when.
Number 10, Lexi Clay.
In the seventh inning, Sydney Middleton would hit down the third baseline. A 2-2 errors committed by the Bulldogs. That would bring in Danielle Watson as Clay looks at a strike to count 0-1. Outfield deep and straight away, left to right. Phillips, McMahon, and Bird for the Crown Point Bulldogs. The red-cladded white pants Crown Point Bulldogs. Here's the 0-1. The hitter squares the bunt, and it's caught in a drop. Oh, it looked like she had it in the glove. Lexi Madrigal. Good effort by Lexi, but couldn't come up with it. That has just been the kind of effort that everybody has put on display here at Harrison High School into the morning and afternoon hours. Righty to righty. Here's the 2-pitch strike pitch. Clay swung on and missed. Strike three. Two gone here in the inning. And that will bring up Sydney Middleton, who, as mentioned, she did bring in the first run, well, the only run for Penn in this game, on two errors in the seventh inning. She drew a walk, and she swings and misses 0-1 at Alexis Holloway's fastball. Gap in right center between McMahon in center and Bird in right. Runners first and second. The pitch, one on and miss. 0-2 the count. Let's see if Alexis is going to go with the fastball, overpowering on the first two pitches, or if she's going to try to maybe with the breaking ball. Here's the 0-2. Pitch, one on and miss. Strike three. And Sydney Middleton retired back-to-back K's for Alexis Holloway. That will do it for the Penn Kingsmen in their half of, let's see, is this the 13th inning? Yes, it is. Been a long afternoon and morning. We go to the bottom half of the 13th, tied up at one between the Crown Point Bulldogs and the Penn Kingsmen. Who's going to win this first-round semifinal matchup? Stay and find out. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs softball on USA-365.com and Indiana-sports.com.
Crown Point Baseball and Softball on Indiana-Sports.com and USA-365.com is sponsored in part by Meyer Broadcasting Corporation, home of internet radio stations like The Breeze, The Sea Breeze, and the all-new WFLM.us. WFLM plays the world's finest listening music, featuring the smooth sounds of the original WFLM 103.9 FM, which originally signed on the air in 1972. Based in Crown Point, Indiana, Meyer Broadcasting Corporation recently rediscovered a treasure trove of beautiful musical recordings that have now been digitally remastered for streaming at WFLM.us.
Listen to the smooth.
You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs softball on USA-365.com.
This is the bottom of the 13th, right? Hey, the scoreboard only goes up to 10 innings, but indeed we are in the bottom of the 13th. The Bulldogs with an opportunity to win it and play tonight. Stepping into the box for the Crown Point Bulldogs, leading off the inning, Zoe Reddick, the designated player. 7, 8, and 9 due up for the Bulldogs. 1-1 tie here in the semifinal of semi-state Class 4A IHSAA softball from Harrison High School, West Lafayette. Pitch misses up and the count 2-0. A very festive atmosphere here at Harrison High School, and it's not over yet. One more game still to come before the championship here tonight. Pitch misses outside, and the count 3-0. Now, Crown Point is the designated home team here. They are not on their home diamond in Crown Point High School, but they are the home team. If they can cross one here, they win it and will play tonight. Here's the 3-0. In there for a called strike. It was red all the way for Zoe Reddick. Reddick, Bird, and Madrigal do up. Here's the 3-1. Swan on and line down the right field line. That's going to drop foul into the corner. The count goes full, 3-2. So we go from 3-0 to Zoe Reddick to 3-2. Danielle Watson working the seventh hitter for the Crown Point Bulldogs in the order to a full count. Watson looks into Middleton for the sign. Here's the payoff. Swan on and a high pop-up hit to the left side. Coming in is the left fielder, Clay. She makes the catch for the first out of the inning. One gone here in the bottom half of the 13th. Just curious how many people know it's the 13th inning, because the scoreboard, I'm looking at John here from Regent Sports, a good friend of mine, the scoreboard only goes up to 10 innings. But we are in the bottom of the 13th on a thrilling afternoon as Lydia Bird steps into the box, tries to squares the bunt, instead takes strike one, 0-1. If this were a baseball game, you would have had probably five pitchers on each side at least. Here's the 0-1, misses up. The count, a ball and a strike with one out here in the bottom of the 13th, the Bulldog half of the 13th. Here's the 1-1. Chop to the right side. Newman on the first. Easy as it comes, easy as it gets. Two up, two gone here in the Bulldog half of the 13th.
Now batting number 33, Lexi Madrigal.
So that will bring up Lexi Madrigal, the catcher. Lexi has two hits in the ball game. Her first plate appearance in the second, a single, and her last plate appearance, way back when in the 11th, a single. And way back when, because we're in the 13th inning. But I'll tell you what, this has certainly been the most memorable baseball softball game I've covered, hands down. The 1-0 pitch from Watson, swung on and lifted foul to the left, and the count, a ball and a strike. And hard to believe, we were an hour and 14 minutes ago, the second game between Hamilton Southeastern and Homestead was supposed to have gone underway. But instead, you got the Class 4A title fight between Penn and Crown Point right now in the bottom of the 13th. Here's the 1-1 pitch with two outs, fouled right back off the screen. 1-2, pitchers count for Danielle Watson. Top of the order, if Madrigal can get on, top of the order with Mackenzie Dunlap. Here's the pitch to Madrigal. Foul tip off the end of the bat. Looks like, if you take a look at Madrigal, it's almost as if she's playing a little toward the, she's hitting a little toward the plate in the batter's box. Got to be curious as to the fatigue factor, but both of these teams not giving up, not by a long shot. Here's the 1-2. Swanan and grounded. Fair down the third base line, off the glove of the third baseman. Rounding first, heading to second is Madrigal, and she has back-to-back hits in all her third hit. I don't know if you're scoring at a hit or an error. Let's ask. Single and an error. It certainly looked like a single to me, so it's a single and an error for Lexi Madrigal, who actually gets the second base, and a courtesy runner coming in for the Crown Point Bulldogs. I'm going to assume that's Brooke Manhattan. It is Brooke Manhattan, because we've seen her come on as a courtesy runner each time. So the winning run in at second for the Crown Point Bulldogs on a single and an error.
Step into the box for the Bulldogs. 0-0. McKenzie Dunlap.
There are two outs here in the inning, top of the order with Mackenzie Dunlap. Watson looking in. Here is the sign. Works the third base side of the rubber. In for a called strike. The count 0-1. That ball was hit pretty sharply. Did not know if it was going to be an error. But certainly the scoring is single and an error. Here's the 0-1. This is up. The count and even. One ball, one strike. The winning run standing halfway to the plate for the Crown Point Bulldogs in the name of Brooke Manhattan, the courtesy runner for Lexi Madrigal. Dunlap swirls the bat. Here's the pitch. This is off the plate outside. The count 2-1. Both of these teams have played more than 3 hours of softball. Very unusual for a softball game. Typically, it takes an hour, hour and a half to complete. Here's the 2-1. Swung on and missed. Two balls, two strikes to count. Runner at second. Mackenzie Dunlap looking to get it into the outfield grass. Danielle Watson looking to get it out any way possible. Watson tiptoes the first base side of the rubber, looks into the open stance. Dunlap, here's the pitch. This is upstairs, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes with two outs, and a 1-1 tie here in the bottom half of the 13th. So here we go. Here's the 3-2 offering in the dirt, ball four. So they're at the corners for the Crown Point Bulldogs. Dunlap draws a base on ball. And runners first and second for Crown Point. Gracie Frazier to the box. Dunlap, with all due respect, not important. She's the runner at first. Important, however, is Manhattan, the runner at second. Bulldogs need one, and they win this. So that will bring up Gracie Frazier. Frazier, the left-handed hitting first baseman for the Bulldogs. Here's the pitch. Misses off the plate outside, and the count 1-0. Crown Point wins. We're back at it at 6 o'clock tonight against Hamilton, Southeastern, or Homestead. Here's the 1-0. Swan on and line to left field. That ball's going to drop in. Manhattan turns third. She is going to head to the plate. She taps it for the game-winning run. And you can call it a ball game and put the exclamation point next to a Bulldog W here in the first of two semi-state games as the Crown Point Bulldogs prevail 2-1 on Gracie Frazier's double to left field. So the Bulldogs mobbing each other at home plate, and the Bulldogs survived the marathon and unlocked the championship of semi-state here tonight. The Crown Point Bulldogs with a 2-1 win, and all I can say is, that was fun. Both teams shaking hands at home plate. The Penn Kingsmen lose for the second time this season. Their season comes to an end, as the Crown Point Bulldogs now have a date with either the Hamilton Southeastern Royals or the Homestead Spartans. So 2-1 your final. Gracie Frazier with a double off the left field wall, scoring Brooke Manhattan, the courtesy runner for Lexi Madrigal. What a game and what a lot of fun. That's what I can say. All right, why don't we come back and we'll have a post-game wrap. We are going to have to leave the airways for the second game. We're only obligated to carry Crown Point, but we'll come back after this and try to make as much sense as we can of this one as possible. The Crown Point Bulldogs win this one 2-1. It took 13 innings. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Softball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Stop by the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant with the best breakfast in the area. Their menu features omelets, biscuits and gravy, pancakes and more. They also serve lunch and dinner specials with homemade soup. The Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant is located next to Dairy Queen at 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point. Open Mondays through Thursdays and Saturdays from 6 to 4, Fridays from 6 to 8, and Sundays from 6 to 3. That's the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant, heartwarming and family-owned, at 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point.
When it's time for an oil change in your car or truck, be sure to visit Oil & Go in Crown Point and Valparaiso. Every oil change at Oil & Go includes a free complete vacuum and a free soft touch car wash. Oil & Go is located at 1492 North Main Street in Crown Point and 2806 Calumet Avenue in Valparaiso. They also offer free pickup and delivery. In Crown Point, call 219-663-4364. That's Oil & Go, proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs baseball and softball on USA-365.com.
Hi, I'm Kent Lundquist.
And I'm Bill Satterly. Together, we host 2 hours of some of the best mainstream jazz each Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore.
We're hosts of the Feeling of Jazz, one of proud sponsors of Crown Point High School for on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
We're also proud to bring you music each week from some of the biggest names in jazz, like Duke Ellington and Count Basie.
And artists with their own distinctive styles, like Charlie Rogers and Zoot Sims.
So we invite you friends to join us each Sunday night at 8 for the Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore, and online at lakeshorepublicmedia.org.
From Sinatra to Streisand, from Josh Groban to Michael Bublé, Diana Krall to Carly Simon, the Carpenters to Chicago, all the easy listening artists are featured on the internet radio station called TheBreeze.com. That's The Breeze without the E at the end to make it easy for you. For more information, their website is www.thebreeze.com for the world's best easy listening music.
Let's talk about the X's and O's of family entertainment. Every parent in Indiana knows the importance of being able to draw up an activity that'll get you out of the house for a couple of hours. But it needs to be affordable. Let's talk about the X's and O's of family entertainment. Every parent in Indiana knows the importance of being able to draw up an activity that'll get you out of the house for a couple of hours. But it needs to be affordable. It needs to be family-friendly. Above all, it needs to be fun. Now, let's talk about high school sports. Bang for your buck, school sports provide the perfect game plan for your family. You'll enjoy all of the drama and excitement competitive sports offer. You'll be supporting the future leaders of our community in a meaningful way. Best of all, you can take the entire family without breaking the bank. Heck, you won't even dent it. Now, enough chalk talk. Let's get out there and see what's playing at the high school in your community. School sports. Good for our kids, good for our community. This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
When your brain works, your body responds. With two locations in Crown Point and Rensselaer, KEPT Concepts in Healing is providing neurofeedback, a powerful and non-invasive process that can eliminate or improve symptoms of ADHD, anxiety, brain injury, depression, migraines, substance abuse, chronic pain, and more. To find out how neurofeedback can help you, please call Denise Kuypers at 219-286-5657 for more information and a free consultation. KEPT Concepts and Healing is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs on Indiana-Sports.com. You're listening to Crown Point Lady Bulldogs High School Softball on USA-365.com.
The final totals for this Believe the Unbelievable semifinal of the semi-state in Class 4A girls softball here from Harrison High School in West Lafayette for the designated home and victorious Crown Point Bulldogs. 2 runs on 10 hits, 2 errors. Alexis Holloway getting the win, much deserving of it for the designated visiting but defeated Penn Kingsman. 1 run on 5 hits and 1 error. The losing pitcher, Danielle Watson, as her high school tenure comes to an end. As a matter of fact, the high school tenures of Katie Quinlan, Madeline Newman coming to an end. Likewise, Lily Ledbetter, all coming to a close as a result of this Class 4A semifinal loss. And the Penn Kingsmen winning four straight sectional, or four straight regionals, check that, having made it to the Class 4A state championship game last year. There will be a new representative from the northern end of the bracket as Crown Point will advance to play tonight, and they will take on either the Hamilton Southeastern Royals or the Homestead Spartans. Both teams getting ready to leave, to get ready for that game in a matter of, not moments, but in a matter of probably a half hour. We are going to have to leave the air, unfortunately, because we are not obligated to carry that game. We are only contracted to carry all Crown Point Bulldog playoff games, so we are going to have to leave the air. That's the bad news. The good news is we'll be back tonight. I don't know if it'll be 13 innings. It may be, it may not. Based on the history of high school softball, I doubt it, but anyway, you never know. But it took 13 innings for the Crown Point Bulldogs to win here this morning into the afternoon. The final score, 2-1, and they advance to the semifinal championship game tonight, and will look to take the hardwood here tonight. That's a 6 o'clock. By the way, give you the start time of that game, 6 o'clock Central with the first pitch. That's 7 o'clock here in West Lafayette. Remember, for those in Northwest Indiana not familiar with how the time zones are structured, we are on Eastern Standard Time here in West Lafayette. So the game will start at 7 o'clock here tonight. 7 o'clock Eastern means a 6:45 Eastern pregame, 5:45 with the pregame between the Crown Point Bulldogs and either Hamilton Southeastern Royals or the Homestead Spartans. So that's going to do it. Let's see if we have one score from any of the Bedford North Lawrence semi-states. Of course, we are trying to pay attention to the Bedford North Lawrence semi-state because that is the southern bracket of Class 4A. Avon and Greenfield Central was the first game. The number three team, Center Grove, playing Gibson Southern, probably now if that game isn't already over. But at any rate, we'll be back here tonight for the semifinal championship between the Crown Point Bulldogs and fill in the blank. It'll be either Hamilton Southeastern or Homestead. I'll tell you what, let me try to track down that score. Why don't we take our final commercial timeout before we have to leave the airwaves for the second game. But we will be back, as mentioned, later on tonight. Bulldogs win this one in 13, the semifinal, semi-state matchup, 13 innings, 2-1 over the Penn Kingsmen. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Softball on USA-365.com and Indiana-sports.com.
When it's time for an oil change in your car or truck, be sure to visit Oil & Go in Crown Point and Valparaiso. Every oil change at Oil & Go includes a free complete vacuum and a free soft touch car wash. Oil & Go is located at 1492 North Main Street in Crown Point and 2806 Calumet Avenue in Valparaiso. They also offer free pickup and delivery. In Crown Point, call 219-663-4364. That's Oil & Go, proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs baseball and softball on USA-365.com. Have you heard of neurofeedback, a powerful and non-invasive process that can eliminate or improve symptoms of ADHD, anxiety, brain injury, depression, migraine, substance abuse, chronic pain, and more? Kept Concepts in Healing is offering neurofeedback at two locations, Crown Point and Rensselaer. Please call Denise Kuypers at 219-286-5657 for more information and your free consultation of how neurofeedback can help you. When your brain works, your body functions. Kept Concepts and Healing is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldog on IndianaSports.com. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Softball on USA-365.com.
Blake Sprinkle back here at Harrison High School in West Lafayette, where the Crown Point Bulldogs win on a double off the bat of Gracie Frazier, an RBI double that scored the courtesy runner for Alexi Madrigal, Brooke Manhattan, from second. It was a two-out double, and the Crown Point Bulldogs advance to play tonight. We do know, while the Penn Kingsmen are eliminated, the defending Class 4A state champions are not. Avon defeating Greenfield Central by a final of 7-3 in the southern bracket of Class 4A over at Bedford, North Lawrence, just south of Bloomington. So Avon has advanced to championship play tonight. All right, so that's going to do it for our coverage of our first game of the day. We are going to have to leave the air here in a matter of moments. The second game about ready to get underway here between the Hamilton Southeastern Royals and the Homestead Spartans. We are not obligated to carry it by the IHSA. We're only contracted for Crown Point games exclusively, so we will have to leave the air, but we will be back presumably at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6:45 Eastern with the pregame show. For our Central Time viewers, that's 5:45 with the pregame show in the Central Time Zone, 6 o'clock with the first pitch, the Crown Point Bulldogs against either the Hamilton Southeastern Royals or the Homestead Spartans. And we will certainly be back for that one. But what a game it was here. This one will be talked about for decades to come as far as high school softball in the Hoosier State is concerned. Well, this and all of our games could not be made possible without the help of our participating sponsors. Right now, let's thank those sponsors who made this thrilling 13-inning contest as well as all of our baseball softball broadcasts possible on USA-365.com and Indiana-sports.com as live internet radio coverage of Crown Point High School Bulldogs softball on USA-365.com and Indiana-sports.com is brought to you by the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant, serving the best breakfast in the area at 1312 North Main Street, next door to the Dairy Queen in Crown Point. Also specializing in catering small to medium-sized groups, call them at area code 219-661-1800. Oil and Go and Soft Touch Car Wash, keeping your car lubricated and clean at 1492 North Main Street in Crown Point. Their website is at oilandgowash.com. Kept Concepts and Healing, offering neurofeedback clinics in Crown Point and Rensselaer, helping individuals with brain injuries, ADHD, and depression. Their website is kepconceptsandhealing.com. The Feeling of Jazz, providing 2 hours of mainstream jazz every Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM The Lakeshore and online at lakeshorepublicradio.org. And by The Breeze, the world's easy listening leader, and The Sea Breeze with the world's greatest vocals and the all-new WFLM, the world's finest listening music, 24 hours a day at www.thebreeze.com. That's The Breeze, B-R-E-E-Z.com. Thank you for listening to Crown Point Bulldogs High School Softball on USA-365.com and Indiana-sports.com. Our executive producer of eSports Broadcast is Dave Woodworth. The president of Meyer Multimedia Services is John Meyer. Special thanks to Mark Smith, who is here today covering the Crown Point Bulldogs. You can read his work on the website USA-365.com and Indiana-sports.com, as well as all of his polls. He'll have a nice story on this game as well as a photo spread. So for everybody I mentioned, I'm Frank Sprinkle, repeating the final score. The Crown Point Bulldogs have punched their way to tonight. They defeat the Penn Kingsmen in 13 innings, 2-1, in the semifinal of the semi-state here at Harrison High School in West Lafayette. We'll be back at 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 15 minutes before that with the pregame show. I'm Frank Sprinkle. Until then, so long, everybody.